In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome back to the Gateway. Last time, I finally got my wish and was remote visiting France. I went back to 1944 to try to find out what happened to my father. This was thanks to a surprise visit from the world-renowned scientist Itzhak Bentov, who had come by at great personal risk.
I'm here. I can't believe it.
I expected to be an observer. Turns out, I was a participant.
Hunt, Schweinhund!
No, wait! Wait, you can see me?
And here we are, back to the tale. Me in France in 1944, and you, the listener, on the edge of your seat, wondering what happens to me back there. Well, I ducked just in time. The machine guns missed me, but the mortar didn't miss them.
Hello? Germans? Okay, I guess not.
In the distance, I saw a group of Americans. I knew I could find my father if I could just talk to them. I started running.
Hey! Americans! Friendly! Friendly over here!
McDonald, wake up. That's an order.
General? General? Wait, no, I was just in France.
The next time you do that, you will actually be aboard a C-130. Do you understand?
Sir?
All further exploits on this mission will conform to a carefully planned schedule. Am I clear?
Crystal clear, sir. What about Itzhak, Mr. Bentov?
You ought to have no further contact with him. Do not attempt to have contact with him. Do not even mention his name. Do you understand, soldier?
Roger that, sir.
He flew out of here on one of three helicopters that just took off. Those helicopters will land at three different airports where he and multiple decoys will then take off on several different planes going on to different destinations.
Sir?
Not even I know which one has the real Bentov. The decoys don't have any idea either. Nobody does.
Is that all really necessary, sir?
Ask the families of the dead from that crashed flight. You have your orders. Follow them or you'll be counting icebergs in the Arctic Sea. Copy?
Your orders will be followed to the letter, General.
And you will file a full report every Friday.
Yes, sir.
Today's activities won't ever be mentioned in those reports. Are we clear?
Crystal clear, sir.
Dismissed.
I indeed had a small piece of a German artillery shell removed from my shoulder. General Addis took control of our program. The next week I saw Monroe and the lovely Nurse Fields again, but they were restrained. Monroe's wings had been clipped, as had his ego.
Today we'll be working our way into Focus 3 and starting Hemisync.
Again? Come on!
Look, please. Please do not push me. I'm trying to get you where we need you within our new guidelines.
I understand, but we keep doing the same low-level tapes. I'm going nowhere.
We will follow the schedule as directed by General Addis.
He'd been brought to heel by the general. The general signed the checks, not me.
How is your wound healing?
It was minor.
Next time, wear body armor.
There isn't going to be a next time. Not anytime soon, anyway.
Beside that, they could see me. Whatever Bentov did had me really there. I can't go back in modern equipment. I'd stand out.
Enough! You can't go back at all.
Lieutenant Colonel McDonald, there was a call for you from your mother. Please note, it's against protocol to give out the lab phone number. In the future, please use our residential facility number for personal calls.
Wait, I never give them... I mean, her this number. Wait, what was the message?
She requested a return phone call. Something about a visiting friend.
She keeps thinking that my old... Is there a phone I can use?
After the session?
My mother isn't well. She gets confused. I gotta call her now.
You can use the phone in my office. Follow me.
5 minutes. We have a schedule to keep.
You have a charming office. Thanks for letting me use it.
Of course. Hit 9 for an outside line.
Thank you.
We'll be ready for you in the lab.
Thank you for calling Sunset Acres. Do you know your party's room or extension?
Connect me with Mrs. McDonald in 403, please.
Thank you. Just one moment.
Mrs. McDonald's room.
Nurse Williams? It's Wayne McDonald. Is my mother available?
She's resting now. We had a rough day. She had a pretty good morning, but later on felt lost again, confused.
I got a message that she called.
I apologize for that. She claims one of your friends wanted her to call you. We think she's experiencing lucid dreams, convincing herself she's seeing people who aren't there.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
She was quite insistent. Wouldn't rest until we put the call through. We thought you might be able to talk her down. Sorry for the disruption, sir.
No problem. I shouldn't be receiving calls at the Institute except in emergencies. Use my answering service through the base. 301-555-2293. Captain Parsons can reach me 24/7. And thanks for taking care of her. I'll be out to visit again in 2 weeks.
Is everything okay?
She has bouts of confusion. I think it's under control. You know, you got a very comfortable office. Thank you, Nurse Fields.
I hope you told her not to call the lab directly again.
I don't know. I left my contact number from Fort Meade. How did General Addis drag me back from France that day?
It's unimportant. Look, before we take you into the next session, Nurse Fields will bring you some tea.
I'll get it now.
What's in it?
Okay, you haven't been progressing recently, so we're going to give you, some assistance. A mild sedative to help you relax.
That tape that Bentoff had seemed more effective than your tea.
Ah! Now look what you made me do. Can you please orient yourself to the provided schedule? We'll be following that.
The one General Addis dictated to you?
Nurse, is the tea ready?
Yes, sir, right here. A variety of herbal tinctures.
He knows.
With some codeine and midazolam.
Sounds great.
Lemon?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We'd been trying, but it wasn't working like before. I found the tape soothing and relaxing, but often they just put me to sleep. I recalled some dreams, but not clearly. Mostly just wandering empty fields and buildings. Boring. Nice nap time, though.
Mr. Monroe, we have a visitor.
No visitors are... Yeah. General Addis, a pleasure. What can we do for you today?
Where's McDonald right now?
Here, on the table?
You know what I mean. I need to speak with him.
He's 10 minutes into the session. We really shouldn't bring him out at this point.
Do it. We have an extreme situation.
Nurse, fade the tape down.
Are you certain we shouldn't just...
Out of the way.
What the... The tape stopped.
You're dismissed, Nurse Fields.
I don't take orders from you.
Leave. Now. This is a matter of national security.
You men sure enjoy playing with your guns. I hope you know what you're doing.
Time to have her investigate.
You already did. She drinks too much, reads pornographic romance novels, and listens to subversive radio stations. Blah, blah, blah. That's it.
The CIA will check her out. Again.
Hold on. What the hell is going on here?
Bentoff is gone.
What?
Come on, what?
Did IQs drop suddenly while I was away? Bentoff just vanished, as did four of his decoys around the country, all at the same time.
Well, you can't blame us for that. He left days ago, and no one here has any idea where you took him, your people.
Okay. The blame game isn't going to help. What can we do, General?
I don't know. What can you do? Turn on your mumbo-jumbo machine and figure out who took him and where. Just tell me where he is, and we'll get him back.
Do I have your permission to deviate from your schedule, General? We've been at Focus 3 for 2 weeks now.
Don't bore me with your trivial details. Do whatever it takes to get Bentoff back. Now. Enter.
General Addis, we have an urgent scrambled comm from the President. He's waiting.
Get to it, Monroe. I'll be back, expecting progress.
I'm certain we can get answers. Give me a minute. I'm gonna find Nurse Fields.
We need to find Bentoff. Do you have that tape he was using? I felt it was different, unique in some way.
It was a special recording he made just for you. Had it with him when he left.
Do you have a copy?
I recorded it as he played it, but it has heavy room tone and some generation loss. I actually used it earlier this week. I didn't tell you.
Did it help?
It's not working right yet. I think it lost some of the higher frequencies.
Great. A catch-22. We need Bentoff's tape to find Bentoff, who has the tape.
Drink your tea. We're going to go back and get you into Hemisync with our tape.
Fundamentally, the Gateway Experience is a training system designed to bring enhanced strength, focus, and coherence to the amplitude and frequency of brainwave output between the left and right hemispheres so as to alter consciousness, moving it outside the physical sphere so as to ultimately escape even the restrictions of time and space. The participant then gains access to the various levels of intuitive knowledge which the universe offers.
Just let go, listen, and elevate into Focus 5 to get started. I'll return.
What differentiates the Gateway Experience from forms of meditation is its use of the Hemisync technique, which is defined in a monograph by Monroe Institute trainer Melissa Yeager as a state of consciousness defined when the EEG patterns of both hemispheres are simultaneously equal in amplitude. And although Hemisync seems to be rather rare and of only short duration in ordinary human consciousness, Melissa Yeager states that audio techniques developed by Bob Monroe can induce and sustain Hemisync.
Bravo, you got through that paragraph. Mother of pearl.
Please don't tell me it's Jaeger. It's Yeager, right? Okay.
I am not worthy.
I attained Hemisync and had an incredible moment of clarity conversing with my higher self. I connected the dots, as it were. I realized that my mother's message might hold some valuable information, not just the peripatetic ramblings of a flailing mind. I needed Nurse Field's phone again, pronto. Next time on Gateway, I connect the dots on my mother's mysterious call and find a lost friend. But I don't know exactly where he is.
I didn't breathe through that whole thing for you. Just in case you needed more air.
Thank you. I was drawing it.
We're all like, give him that next breath.
Brilliant, by the way.
So good.
Excellent reading.
The part in your brain where you're like, I want to breathe. I really want to breathe. Can I calm down and not breathe even though I want to breathe even more?
Uh-huh. Mm. I don't need that much oxygen.
That's right.
It'll be fine.
This breathing thing is an overrated experience.
Totally overrated.
Well, we'll go back and pick these up now before we... So on page 2, Zeke, we need the your first line and your you need hello, Germans, and your hey, American friendly here. I know you called out, so we'll back it up because we distorted a little bit.
Hello, yeah. Germans.
And also, get whatever you need from Bird because he's got a play to hear, too. So if you need anything from him.
So just the hello, Germans line?
Hello, Germans, and hey, Americans. And same thing, give me the big call out because we just backed off so we don't get there.
So both of them are way over there.
Yeah.
And Bird, then we do have one line from you that we'll grab before we leave.
All right.
Hello? Germans? Okay, I guess not. Hey, Americans!
Hey, friendly! Friendly here!
Great, thank you. Bird, on page 11, halfway down, don't bore me with trivial details, Atlanta.
Okay. Don't bore me with trivial details. Do whatever it takes and get Bentoff back. Now.
One more? Taking a little less BS?
I'm sorry.
One more stern.
Okay. Don't bore me with trivial details. Do whatever it takes to get Bentoff back. Now. Follow them or you'll be counting icebergs in the Arctic Sea. Shit.
No, I think it's fuck me.
Actually, it's my bad, but it sounds like fuck me. Ask the families of the dead from that crashed flight. You have your orders. Follow them or you'll be counting icebergs in the Arctic Sea. Copy?
Your orders will be followed to the letter, General.
And you will file a full report every Friday.
Yes, sir.
Today's activities won't ever be mentioned in those reports. Are we clear?
Crystal clear, sir.
Dismissed. It's time to have her investigated.
You already did. She drinks too much, reads pornographic romance novels, and listens to subverse...
Am I being sarcastic here, or is this true, or what's the groove on that?
Your point is, dude, you already had her investigated. She does these little minor things that don't really impact it. Get over it.
All right. Can you read me in again, General?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.